I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, a debate night disaster. There were plenty of disastrous moments to go around this weekend in the build-up to the second presidential debate. A video featuring Donald Trump's lewd language and women lined up to talk about former President Bill Clinton's lewd behavior are just a start. And then there's the actual word disaster, apparently one of Trump's favorites. Late-night comic Jimmy Kimmel recounts for us the many times he used it during Sunday's debate. And comic Samantha Bee has an idea of how to get rid of Bill and Donald. Kimmel, Bee, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Fallon in today's Punchlines.
The presidential town hall debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and the audience was made up of undecided voters. Or as there are also known, the worst people to be in line behind it, Baskin-Robbins.
And so America, already heartbroken and spattered with sleaze, dragged itself to the second debate between a well-prepared, if uninspiring, public servant and a crotch-fondling slab of rancid meatloaf.
Donald Trump last night wrote off his past controversial remarks about women as locker room talk. I don't want to be a fat shamer, but that does not look like a dude who has spent much time in locker rooms.
Trump made a last-minute play to non-consensually grab the media narrative by rounding up four women who say they've been victimized by the Clintons and flying them to St. Louis to use as a sort of rape victim human shield.
Well, I'm here to support Mr. Trump because he's going to make America great again.
Hi, I'm Winnie the Broderick, and I'm here to support Donald Trump. Mr. Trump may have said some bad words, but Bill Clinton raped me.
Why can't we just lock him and Trump in a closet to grope each other to death?
One of the fascinating things that happened on Friday was before the Billy Bush tape was released, all the news was about Hurricane Matthew. I thought Hurricane Matthew was going to come to California and get us. There was so much. But the minute that tape came out, Hurricane Matthew just disappeared from television. The only channel that continued their round-the-clock coverage of the hurricane was Fox News, because they didn't want to talk about the Trump tape. Even the Weather Channel was like, to hell with this, let's go with the Trump tape, and we're not... But it was, you know...
You see, there's at one point another man in the audience asked Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to say one positive thing that they respect about each other. At which point, both candidates claimed their microphone was broken.
More than a million people lost power in their homes. The only person mentioning a disaster on a national level, though, was Donald Trump.
The fact is, almost everything she's done in foreign policy has been a mistake, and it's been a disaster.
She
has been
the
a
audience.
Disaster as a
Mr.
senator.
Mr. Trump, we're disaster. Going to...
The inner cities of our country, which are a disaster. Obamacare is a total disaster. The education is a disaster. What that's going to do is a disaster, perhaps the greatest... Disaster. Iraq was a disaster. I think Aleppo is a disaster. Obamacare is a disaster, which would be a disaster. It was a disaster. It is a disaster. Take a look at her Senate run. Take a look at upstate New York.
Your 2 minutes is up. Secretary Clinton,
it turned out
two
to
minutes.
Be a disaster.
Oh, all right, well, you know, of course, the debate was just the end to a really long, bad weekend for Donald Trump. By now, we've all heard about the leaked tape from 2005 where Trump makes offensive remarks about women while riding an Access Hollywood bus. And Trump admits it was a low point for him, not the comments, but riding a bus. It was like they tried to tell me it was a tall limo.
And finally, Fox News' Geraldo Rivera said this weekend that he has additional embarrassing tapes of Donald Trump. And if Geraldo thinks they're embarrassing, you know it's bad.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.